begins. Very hot, high 95, triple-digit heat indices, and a few spotty thunderstorms here and there. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, mid-90s again, triple-digit heat indices near the danger range, and maybe an isolated storm somewhere. Our weather app keeps you on top of the action today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Judge Roy Moore will announce today if he plans to run for U.S. Senate in 2020. The announcement is expected to happen in Montgomery this afternoon. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. The director of the Pike County Salvation Army says someone has been stealing donations and vandalizing property. They've tried to use security cameras, but they've been painted over and destroyed. Anyone with information is asked to call Troy Police. And the Selma City Council is starting the process of finding a new police chief. A public safety meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon, followed by a work session on Tuesday. That's when the council will officially vote to move forward with the process of hiring a new chief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know when kids grow up, time spent in the park, around the campfire, or at the lake is what they'll remember. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like Bass Pro Flag Tiers for under $10 each, and a Stars and Stripes Tailgate Toss Game for under $30. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The House of Representatives held the first hearing on reparations for slavery in more than a decade.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks testifying behind closed doors.
They want to press Hicks on allegations of obstruction by the president.
Dominican Attorney General Jean Elaine Rodriguez say they now know everything in the shooting of former Major League Baseball All-Star David Ortiz. Authorities say David Ortiz was not the target.
Parents brawling at a 7-year-old Little League game in Colorado.
What is happening?
happening. Police releasing video trying to identify those involved.
One of America's most famous pilots weighing in on that deadly crash, the several of them that grounded Boeing's fleets of MAX jets. Retired Captain Sully Sullenberger telling lawmakers pilots need new simulator training before those planes return to service.
Hurricane Hawkins setting a record.
Running the 50-meter dash in 21.05 seconds. She's now 103.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Actually, here's Joey Clark. And very kindly, Dave Mowry is sticking around.
I'm just refusing to leave.
I enjoy it. Thank you for the company. Covering a lot of news today. I mean, the earliest and biggest news that broke this morning is that a drone was shot down by the Islamic Republic. What a ironic thing to call that country. Islamic Republic of Iran.
So what do they go by?
I think it's the Islamic Republic.
IIR?
Yeah. And they are... They claimed it. They essentially said the general, the head of the Revolutionary Guard, very clearly came out and said, we did this. We are responsible for it. And this is us willing to defend ourselves. We don't want war, but we are prepared for war. But before we need to continue the Marguerite's One Carat Forever Mark Diamond giveaway. This is a huge deal, folks. A huge deal. So, without further ado, let me get some of this fanfare, Fox fanfare. George Whittle. George Whittle. You need to call 396-5477. Again, 396-5477. George Whittle, give that number a call within the hour, and you will be qualified to win this One Carat Forever Mark Diamond for Marguerite's, appraised at $10,000. Heck of a prize. I believe one person will win that at the big gala event we are holding next week, but there will be prizes for all those who are finalists who qualified. So again, George Whittle, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this One Carat Forever Mark Diamond from Marguerite's. Now, we're going to get more into Iran, and we're waiting on the president's statement. All he said to the press so far is you'll find out. The president's been meeting with the prime minister of Canada today, glistening Justin Trudeau, and they actually seem to be fairly chummy. I think early on, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, they remember the first handshake they ever did?
Oh, yeah. And that was
It was like it was a power thing, like who can hold the tightest and pull the most. Or something like that.
I think people read way too much into, like, the things that Trump does like that. I mean, like...
Yes.
The thing is that handshakes, like, can be awkward, like, really easily. Like,
easily.
I mean, you ever heard the thing they call the white man turkey, where you go for the fist bump, and the guy and the guy goes for the handshake, put your fist up to your hand, makes a turkey.
Well, and some people give you the dead fish. Have you ever had somebody shake your hand and then scratch your palm?
No.
Like, that was a weird one. That one made me suspect of a particular person, but I'm not going to call them out. But, yeah, I mean, and also there's the interracial handshakes. Like, do I go for, like, the clasp, or do I go for the straight shake?
Go for the dap.
And with the snap.
Half hug.
So I do think people read too much into it, but we're waiting on the White House are inviting congressional leaders to the Situation Room for a briefing at 2 o'clock our time. This is ramping up. Lindsey Graham has spoken on this. I will prepare some clips here, get some of what Lindsey Graham has said. The president hasn't said much yet, some of what the Pentagon has said. But Iran has claimed responsibility for it, and many people are calling for some form of retaliation for shooting down this drone. It was a spy drone, a reconnaissance drone. The U.S. claims it was in international airspace. Iran claims it was in their airspace, and we will see. Vladimir Putin has weighed in and says the U.S. needs to be very careful what they do. It will, you know, hurt the economy in the region. It will create all sorts of escalation. It's sort of a veiled threat from Vladimir Putin, though I don't think the Russians will actually do that much. It's not the same situation as where Syria was a few years ago. But the big thing I'm prepared to do, beginning the show here, is President Trump gave an exclusive interview with Sean Hannity last night.
The Hannitizer.
And it's actually very entertaining. It's, in a way, a roadmap of what Donald Trump is going to be saying going forward in the 2020 election.
Did I ever tell you I met Hannity?
No.
One of the nicest people.
Really?
Yes. I mean, and it was kind of striking because you kind of like expect him to not be super nice,
right?
But in like the mode that he was like at a reception and like it was a receiving line, and he got a picture taken with him and all that. And he said something like, "How are you doing?" I was like, "It's always fine. It's always good to be here with the great American." And he's like, "Yeah, thank you." You know, I guess nobody else gave him that or whatever.
He started in Alabama, I believe.
Yeah, he went to Alabama.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, could not have been a nicer person.
Well, I actually believe have an in to talk to him. It's been a while, but my mother's best friend at Jeff Davis was named Jill Rhodes. Is named Jill Rhodes. Her name is now Jill Rhodes Hannity. It is Sean Hannity's wife.
Wow. And
so I believe I could probably, I've never made that call. You know,
right.
I hate pulling and even trying to do something like that.
Mm.
It's just an interesting, you know, few degrees of separation there, though.
Yeah.
And she did send a very sweet note when my mother passed. So,
oh, wow.
I appreciate that, even though they were a bit estranged. You know, people go different ways in college,
yeah,
and these sorts
yeah.
of things happen. But this interview is freewheeling. It went on for about 45 minutes. I've kind of skipped ahead about 10 minutes into the interview because they really go over the energy at the rally they had Tuesday night, which was, I have to say, some of the press wanted to, oh, we saw people leaving early. It's like, no, I've seen a lot of, say, wrestling events recently. That crowd is on fire. The enthusiasm for President Trump, and to some of the press's credit, people like Chris Cuomo and the like, they admitted it. Like, this guy has the same base and the energy out there. He's coming out strong.
I mean, people feel like he talks for the forgotten man. You know,
yes.
they really do. They think that, and they're, you know, I saw a big criticism of it was like, you know, oh, well, he brought up Hillary, you know, four or five times. And it's like, dude, people love him for beating Hillary.
Yes.
I mean, they absolutely love him. And there are people that didn't love him. And the fact that he beat Hillary, they love him even more for it.
Well, and he shouldn't beat up on Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth
not
Warren
yet.
Too much. Not yet.
Right.
Because that elevates them if you beat them up too
That's
much.
Right.
Hillary Clinton is fair game. And she's a great foil. I've met so many Democrats, even people he worked for her, who did not like her. It's an amazing quality the woman has. I know unlikability. It's like, oh, you're just saying that about a successful woman. Well, yeah, I am saying about that particular very successful woman. Give me a break. But here, let's jump into this interview.
Yeah.
Midstream, see what Hannity's talking to the president about.
The deal was incredible, just a total phony deal, and yet they didn't look into any of that. One of the things that amazes me, because it's so simple, and you know, it's when you get right down to it, the whole thing is very simple what happened. The fact is they were spying on my campaign, using agencies to, intelligence agencies to do it, going after Page and Papadopoulos and probably others. We're trying to find out whether or not they actually listened in on my calls. That would be the ultimate. We'll see what happens. I think if that happened, we'll probably find out. We have a great attorney general who's working very hard, and we'll see what happens. I stay uninvolved. I like to stay uninvolved. But a lot of things are going to come out. I mean, if they spied on my campaign, and they may have, it will be one of the great revelations in history of this country. And I will tell you, going to be very interesting. I think we're going to find out. Can you imagine if it were the other way around and I spied on President Obama's campaign? Could you imagine what the repercussions would be? Or I spied on Crooked Hillary's campaign. Can you imagine what the repercussions would be?
Let me ask, and real quick, I want to point something out. I think this line of attack, it's sort of the double turn, using the whole Mueller report, this whole Russia saga for 2 years against the Democrats. But I think President Trump needs to be careful here. He needs to make the people who are, if anybody's a victim, the people who voted for him, who care for him, and people who care for the basic rule of law. Folks like myself, I'm not a huge, like, on the Trump train guy. I'm more, or have been worried since Edward Snowden about the abuse of the intelligence agencies. And so if he makes, if anybody, the victim, the American people, and the rule of law, I think that can be effective. If he makes himself the victim.
Well, what he needs to do is be like, you know, of course they were doing it to me, and they're doing it to you.
Right.
And that's the real scandal, you know, is that they're, you know, they or the Chinese or whoever is spying on you.
Right. And I think that handing it off to William Barr, and the Democrats have done their best to dismerch him.
Uninvolved.
Well, and Hannity later asks him, why did you hand this off to William Barr. And he said, well, he's going to find out. And actually, Trump's being pretty measured about this. He's not. He's saying, if you're just asking my opinion, I think they did spy on me, as you just heard there. But if you're looking for conclusive proof, this is why I've handed it over to the attorney. He's actually sounding like a president. He's sounding like a guy who's learning the ropes. And in many ways, if you read the Mueller report, folks, a lot of the early cases of potential obstruction Robert Mueller lays out sound like a guy who has been sort of a iron-fisted real estate tycoon for years. He's used to getting his way immediately, being able to crack skulls.
And one thing, you know, he always talks about that people always talk about that he has to have those non-disclosure, you know. And
yes.
there was something out there that said he asked for it. It wasn't a non-disclosure agreement. It wasn't an NDA. He called it something else, and people like went nuts or whatever. And that's what they call it in real estate.
Yes,
it's like an offer or it's something that it's not. You know, we think of an NDA as like, you know, you sign this and you can't discuss it outside of the business that you're doing.
Might have been like a non-compete or
it was something that like it seemed out of context. But then when you realize that no, that's what they asked for in real estate, you know. Terms, then you realize that no, he wasn't wrong. And I think the thing that cracks me up, and the thing that I really think that people don't understand, especially people that are against Trump, is by jumping on everything, by jumping on the way that he motions his hands, and jumping on misspellings, the covfefe thing.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you go to text something and mess? I mean, I have fat thumbs
all the time.
You know. And autocorrect changes to something stupid.
Well, and by the way, Apple autocorrect. I'm not trying to say ducking with a D.
Well, not only that, but just like can't they like incorporate dictionary.com like into autocorrect? Because like
it updates at least.
Yeah, but I mean, they're like I use words that I guess not everybody uses for very large vocabulary.
I have the best words. I have the best brain.
Bigly, and and yeah. So, but I just think that. They don't understand that they're playing into his hand when they jump on everything that he does.
Well, and I think
every misspeak, every just tiny
and
thing.
And he's learning the game, though. Early on, he's saying that, you know, he calls up Don McGahn, the White House counsel, you to call Rod Rosenstein, and tell him to fire Mueller. Mueller's conflicted, all this stuff. He's acting like that business tycoon. He doesn't understand. When he talks to Chris Christie, are you still friends with James Comey?
Right.
Could you tell Comey we're really good friends? Christie knew he wasn't going to make that call. Trump's not aware of how DC and the high levels of politics works. At least he didn't then. He sounds like a man who's learned the game.
Well, I think a lot of the, especially like in Republican circles, the people that were against him were worried because he doesn't go through the usual channels to get his appointments and to get the people that work for him. Like you said, he's a real estate tycoon, and you have to have a certain amount of loyalty because people are old. And if you're that rich, no matter who you are, like people are always trying to put the screws to you.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Oh, and he talks about all the time. I've been in many legal battles. I was in a legal battle with Mueller. It wasn't one of the biggest ones I've ever been in, but right. It was a, you know, we were in a fight. And also to your point where people will knock him for misspellings or his mannerisms, how he presents himself in public, he's not only been a big real estate tycoon, he has been a very successful self-promoter and essentially celebrity in the press. A very successful TV show and just, again, self-promoter. People in New York City have known him for years because of these efforts. And so to question him on how he gets ratings, how he gets attention drawn to himself. I think of anything about Donald Trump, maybe not in geopolitics, maybe not in the intricacies of healthcare or education policy, take your pick. I think Donald Trump really whoops the pants off most people when it comes to self-promotion and working the press. He knows what he's doing in that regard, very much so.
I saw a thing where somebody, and I'll let you get back to this, but I saw a thing the other day where somebody was talking about they watched that the early seasons of Law and Order hold up. And Law and Order, I think, started in 89 or 90, and it ran for a million years. But the first, like, six or seven seasons are, you know, pretty classic TV. And one thing that they said that is funny is all the Trump references. Is that that somebody brings up Trump, they said, in almost every episode. Like, and in the very first one, they say they say something like, any witnesses? And the guy goes, only Mr. Trump over there, and it's a bum on the street. He's like, but he wasn't insulting Trump. He was making a joke that one of the richest dudes in New York was on the street.
Well, and then, Home Alone 2, there's Trump telling young Macaulay Culkin, it's over there, kid.
Yeah, he owned that hotel.
Yeah, it's just, he was the guy who hosted at Trump Plaza some of the early WrestleManias. He's been around. He knows entertainment. He knows the big events. I think these are the things, that's why he likes campaigning, I think, more than governing.
Have you seen the thing, and it's like, It's a picture, and it's Trump and Vince McMahon and like three, you know, like 15 other people. It's like Stone Cold Steve Austin has stunnered like 67% of the people in this picture.
That was the Battle of the Billionaires in the early 2000s. Yeah, there's a great promo with Stone Cold going, I don't care if you're worth $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion. You're in my ring. You'll abide by my rules or I'll whoop your ass or something like that. And it's funny to see Trump, now president, being dressed down in that way. But we're going to hit this break. Be right back. You're listening to the Dan Moore Show. This is, excuse me. This is Joey Clark. Alongside me, Dave Mowry. He's hanging out. A few extra hours. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, sack, title, and fees with approved credit. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Coming into a little canned heat by Jamiroquai. We have By the way, Dave Mowry stuck around. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, at least I can do it.
And we're going through this Trump interview with Hannity, awaiting more comments from the president and the administration about Iran shooting down a drone, an American drone, a reconnaissance drone. Yeah, I guess we know who was behind the tanker attacks now. I like how that game was played for a few years, and I'm part of it. I mean, I've read a great piece, a guy named Robert Higgs, on all the wars that have been started in the 20th century and how they were essentially started on false pretenses. Or at least, like, even World War II, FDR did not exactly get us into that war in the way that he presented to the public.
Right.
He was doing all sorts of things behind the scenes trying to get us into it.
Trying to get us into it, yeah. World War I, I mean, Woodrow Wilson campaigned in 1960, and he kept us out of war.
Exactly.
It immediately went to war.
Unreal. And then the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I mean, it went, this piece I read went all the way back to the Spanish-American War in the Philippines. And it's just, it's so absurd at times. And by the way, folks, if you want to call in, 272-9228, 272-9228. But I want to keep going with this Trump interview a little bit. Hear what the president had to say to Sean Hannity last night. I enjoyed listening to this because it really is a bit of a roadmap of where the president is going to go with his reelection strategy, what his thoughts are on a lot of the hot topics today.
Excuse specifically, I want to stay on this topic because I think this abuse of power is very dangerous. You addressed it last night. Sir, your campaign was spied on. In October 2016, Hillary's dossier, bought and paid for, Russian dossier, paid for by her, and the money she controlled at the DNC, that was funneled through a law firm, that hired a op research group, that hired a foreign national. We now know that Bruce Orr testified behind closed doors that everybody was warned that Christopher Steele hated you, that Hillary paid for it, and that it was not verified. That was August of 2016, 14 days before Jim Comey signed the first FISA application. And a FISA application, I'm told, says the word verified on it. Before he signed it, he was warned by Kathleen Kavlek of the State Department, who met with Christopher Steele. So my question to you is, you were spied on as a candidate during your transition as president, and then abroad, we had Stefan Halper spying on Carter Page, Sam Clovis, George Papadopoulos. So those are just ways that we've already verified. It's not in dispute anymore. Your campaign was spied on. Your transition was spied on. Jim Comey, 3 months after he signed that warrant, verifying the Russian dossier bulk of information is true, he then came to Trump Tower and told you it's salacious but unverified, the opposite of what he was telling the court. Do you believe that there was a premeditated fraud committed against FISA court judges in these applications?
Well, again, people are looking into that. If you're asking just my opinion, I would say
careful.
Absolutely yes. It would seem to be yes. And, you know, when you get the Strzok Page, the two lovers who put right out on the public waves, I mean, they put the insurance policy. Well, we've been living through the insurance policy that she was going to win, but just in case she didn't win, we need an insurance policy. Well, that's to subvert government. What they did was unbelievable that they could do a thing like that. And they reported to McCabe, who I think is a terrible, terrible guy. And, you know, the FBI, you have some of the finest people in the world. That, you know that. We say it all the time. And I'll bet you if we took a vote, I'd be so high in that poll, you wouldn't even believe it. They're great people. I know so many. But the top people were terrible. They were leakers. They were liars. I mean, look at the leaking and look at the lying. Comey admitted he leaked. Think of it. The top of the FBI, he leaked. And when you look at what went on, Sean, it's disgusting. But the whole concept of they want an insurance policy just in case she loses. Well, that's what we've...
It's what we've been living through.
The leaking and the lying, the lying, the leaking.
Look at these liars. Look at these leakers. Leaking. Look at the leaking.
The top people, they're terrible. All the leaking, all the lying.
And he just needs to keep hammering and not make it about him and his presidency, but about the American people and about the rule of law. And look at how it plays into the deep state narrative pretty well in the draining of the swamp narrative. He needs to make it about that, not about look at what they did to me, in my humble opinion. I think that was probably the right approach. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tom Bodette.
Doing good.
You're, I think you're, might be a little out of range, pal.
You don't think you can hear me now?
Now we can.
Now we can.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, and
yeah, actually, Tom.
Call back, buddy.
Keeps cutting out. Call back. We actually do need to hit a break here. The Dan Moore Show is brought to you in part by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black and Dan Moore's go way back. They actually started radio together.
Really?
I believe down in Troy. But one thing that Dan Black Studios can really do for you, if you have some old VHS, especially like family videos, like sporting events or that birthday party. I know we have a lot of that in our home, and we got these converted through Dan Black Studios. Or even like old 8mm, like reel-to-reel projectors.
I had to get him to do a thing for me for politics. We had an old spot that was on tape, and we had to get it digitized so we could send it to people.
Yeah, and whether it's to send it to folks or just have it preserved, because deteriorate very quickly.
Not just that, but the platform that you play it on deteriorates too.
Exactly.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah, Dan Black is doing wonderful things over there. They can also do great videos for you, help some video production, whatever you need over at Dan Black Studios. It is a across-the-board studio, really is. After 36 years in business producing videos and live events, they have had firsthand success with clients. So give Dan Black Studios a call or stop by there if you want some help preserving those old videos on the different mediums that might be rotting up a little bit. Make it more convenient. Get into the digital world from the analog world. Give them a call. Their number is 334-440-7818. Again, that number, 440-7818. Well, I think this might be Tom back. Hey, Tom, is this you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Much better, brother.
All right, here we go. You were talking about this thing with Iran and the drone earlier.
Yes.
I just want to tell you, sir, when they sent the Abraham Lincoln over there, the Abraham Lincoln can see halfway around the world, wherever it is, okay? I spent two cruises here in Vietnam on Enterprise. When they put that aircraft in the air, the AWACS, when they put that thing in the air, it takes the entire half the planet, at least 250 miles around that carrier.
Yep.
They can see everything. And all the ships that's out there in front of that carrier can see even further away. And that all goes back to what they call an IOIC. It's an Integrated Operation and Intelligence Center. They can see, they could tell whether that drone was on international airspace or whether it was against someone's territorial waters in a heartbeat.
That's for sure.
And if they shot it down, they shouldn't have did it. You know, if you go back to 87 and 86 and around that time frame, okay, they were doing some pretty dastardly things, man. The Iranians were responsible for the death of the CIA station chief, Bill Casey. Tortured him and pulled his eyeballs out of his sockets and videotaped it and sent it all back to the president. They were responsible for the death of the Colonel Higgins for the United Nations, who was there in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
These folks don't play nice. They do not play nice. And no, we don't want to go over there and try to kill every one of them. But we can devastate them enough to the point where their will to fight won't be there. Now, we ain't there yet. I say we do what President Reagan did. Take out some of their oil rigs down there in the Persian Gulf. Take out whatever they got for a navy in the Persian Gulf. And then come back home. Yeah, leave them there and see what they do after that. Stir up the pot. That's what you do. Stir it up and leave. They can't come over here and kill us. We can go over there and kill them again, though.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, and that's, I'm sure these discussions are being had, and these plans are probably have already been written up.
So. I like the way the Russians dealt with them, though. The Russians, basically, like when they kidnapped one of their KGB guys, they took pictures of their houses and their kids and their wives and their mothers, and they were like, you guys got 7 days to let our guy go, or we're going to start killing everyone you know.
Wow.
And in 4 days, they let him out.
Well,
you know, that's
either.
The bad thing about it. You know, wars don't end by military killing military.
Right.
Wars end by military killing civilians, unfortunately.
Yep.
Okay? When you go in there and you completely destroy their will to fight, and that is by hurting people that don't have anything to do with the problem. But you have to do it, and it's not a good thing. I don't think we're there. I hope we're not there. I don't believe we will be there. But I believe President Trump's the right man to do the job.
Boom.
Thank you for the call, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got to hit this break. You're listening to the Dan Moore Show. Joey Clark, Dave Mowry in the studio. Be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know what to do, but then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and high water, I need a cure to make it through.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The best things in life are free,
but you can give them to the person these I need. Hi folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's been meeting with his national security team about Iran's military shooting down a U.S. Navy drone. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's a dangerous situation.
We have to be strong and strategic about how we protect our interests. We also cannot be reckless in what we do.
Asked if there will be a military strike on Iran, President Trump tells reporters, you'll soon find out. More testimony in San Diego at the trial of Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher, accused of murder.
We heard another member of SEAL Team 7 testify that he saw Gallagher, his commander, execute an ISIS prisoner in Iraq in 2017 by stabbing him twice in the neck. And testimony from another SEAL who claimed Gallagher shot at Iraqi civilians.
This is just made up.
Gallagher's lead attorney, Tim Parlatore, dismissing testimony as a conspiracy among what he describes as cowards and liars.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
We'll be doing a lot of radar watching today. Breezy, warm and humid, high temperature up to about 93. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon and becoming rather numerous later on. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts and particularly large hail possible in these storms. Low tonight down to about 75, and the storm threat will continue in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, summer officially begins. Very hot, high 95, triple-digit heat indices, and a few spotty thunderstorms here and there. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Mid-90s again, triple-digit heat indices near the danger range, and maybe an isolated storm somewhere. Our weather app keeps you on top of the action today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark filling for Dan Morris. He had to go out of town for some business, but we all understand sometimes you got to. We've been kind of playing Mystery Science Theater here. Dave Mowry and myself with Donald Trump's interview with Sean Hannity last night.
Commentary on the commentary, right?
Right.
Very meta.
And I enjoy doing this because the president's always entertaining. Like, when you really listen, like, you don't just have him on in the background. You really analyze and listen to what he says. It's highly entertaining.
Highly
entertaining. He repeats himself frequently. But here, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, get to one of Hannity's questions here.
Exculpatory information. You have done so, but you gave it to the attorney general. Why?
Yes. Because I think that he is a very honorable gentleman who wants to do the right thing, and he is allowed to, under my agreement, he's allowed to give it out to whoever he wants. But I think it's really, you know, maybe some of this you need to have for purposes of other countries, because I think other countries were involved. I think they, perhaps, just based on what I'm seeing, they used other countries because they didn't want to get caught doing what they were doing in this country. You know that very well. So
Mr.
I wanted
President,
to give it to Attorney General Bill Barr. He's got it totally everything that I can do in terms of opening it up and making it transparent, as the politicians like to use that word, transparent. I'm the most transparent president in history. I let Mueller have everything they wanted. If you think of it, 500 witnesses, interview our attorneys, interview whoever you want. I think 2,500 subpoenas. I didn't use presidential privilege because I didn't speak to Russia. Russia has winning in Wisconsin.
Russia.
When I was winning in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Florida and all of these states, North Carolina, the last person or group I ever thought of calling would be Russia. It's a hoax. It's a terrible hoax, and it should never happen to another president again because many of them would not be able to handle it. I don't care who they are. Many of them would not be able to handle it. Do you think Joe Biden could handle it? I mean, Joe Biden right now, he looks like he's got some big problems. But do you think, can you imagine if this happened to Joe Biden? It wouldn't be good. But it should never happen to another president what happened to me. And it should never happen. Nobody should ever allow this to go forward again. And people have to learn. There has to be a lesson taught. It has to be a lesson taught. Should never be allowed. So bad for our country.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Russia. Russia. I didn't call Russia. They'd be the last people that I call is Russia.
And I love how he gets the subtle dig into Biden. And can you imagine Joe Biden doing this? Can you Oh, and he's got big problems, it looks like, today. We'll get
Russia.
To that in a second. Yeah, Biden does seem to keep stepping in it. I think it's going to be like water off a duck's back, though.
It's weird that, like, it's not the, I mean, it is the press, but it's also like the professional left that's like, you know, that keeps bringing it up, or you know what I mean? Like, he's being assassinated by the people that,
yeah,
by the very people that, if he's the nominee, are going to have to get behind him.
Well, and they're trying to hit him now on a race subject when his point he made yesterday, probably not the best example, and he does tell a lot of these like tall tales that obviously the way he tells the story, things didn't happen that way. But I understood his point clearly. His point was, I was in the Senate with racist segregationists, and we still got along.
Right.
So we need to learn to get along with people. And the professional left, as you just put it, especially the more radical wings, are not having any of it. And I do have to say, Cory Booker, my God, I don't like that guy. He just comes across as a lightweight. And that's why I don't like him. It's not really necessarily his policies. I don't necessarily agree either. But it's his... his whole approach. I mean, if you're going to give me somebody from that camp, give me Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or somebody like that. I think Booker is, yeah. His time is not long.
As a friend of mine said, he was making the point that you can disagree on everything, mm-hmm. but still find ways to get things done, and they slaughter him.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I guess the people, he was trying to give the worst case example, I suppose, with these segregationists, and you're pointing out some of those quotes earlier with, well, I mean, one of those guys was here in Montgomery at a rally, and woo, different time.
Hey now.
Very different time. But let's go to the phones, talk to Ritz. Hey, Ritz, what's up?
Gentlemen, marathon man.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying
you. Call me the 10-hour man.
Man, I tell you what, I'm mighty proud of y'all. You're doing a great job, and in spite of all the hard, long hours, hang in there. Hey, the reason I called is, you know, I can't help but think that Donald Trump's speech patterns and his whole way he thinks is because he's a product of his environment. And you've got to keep in mind that what has he done his entire life? He's been dealing with mob bosses and construction workers and that type of person his entire life. So naturally, he's going to speak in those terms, and it would be as difficult for him to change the way he speaks as it would for me to quit trying to sound. Well, let me change that. As it would be for 84 to try to quit sounding Southern.
That's why I call him Southern Wood, in part.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, I agree with you on that Cory Booker. It kills me when he says something and he gets a positive response. He has that look on his face like of surprise, like, I can't believe y'all believe that stuff.
Wait, you guys like that one?
Well, and I actually sat down and watched as much as I could some of the hearing yesterday on reparations. I think, and there's a video I found of a young man, I believe his name's Coleman Hughes, who was actually against it, but lifelong Democrat, not long of a life. He's only 22, 23. But he was fantastic. And other people in support of reparations were, I mean, fairly eloquent. But when Cory Booker got up there, it just comes across as so cynical, like, I'm going to be president by supporting this issue that I
know. By being woke.
Yeah, these Republicans, I'll never support it either. It's so obvious when he presents himself.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, he's a walking gimmick.
There you go. Well, man, based on the podcast I was listening to last night, gimmick means more than you think.
Oh, really? Well, do I owe anybody an apology?
No, Corey does look like a walking gimmick, especially with that okay. shaved head. All right. Appreciate it, Ritz.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, man. Here, let's go to the Red Top. Hey, Red Top, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Looks like Joe Biden's gone after the interview with ABC this morning. He's a goner guy.
He gave an interview with ABC, you said?
Didn't hear nothing about that.
I've, you know, been on the radio since 9.
Oh, you've been on the radio. They're going to punish you for going on vacation, aren't they, Joey?
It's a punishment. It's a Herculean challenge, whatever. Feet of strength.
Yes, yes. Put Joey on 24 hours a day. No, it wasn't an interview. It was a story about his son and his dealings in Ukraine and dirt.
Yeah.
It was very elaborate and clear, and it's obvious. If ABC is going under the bus, he's gone.
And I did see word that Elizabeth Warren might be more of the compromise candidate between the uber-progressive left and more of the corporate left. But I Elizabeth Warren just comes across as so...
Well, and I mean, like, Trump's just going to ether her. I mean, he already has, basically, with the Pocahontas thing. And he's just, you know, and then she took the stupid... She took the test, right?
Yes.
And I love how he's like, wait, she took the test. I don't care.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth Warren's the only person they've got at this point. Bernie's too socialist. And Elizabeth Warren is even a bigger B.I. than Hillary was. So she's a goner. Has Roy Moore announced yet?
I believe it's scheduled for 2 o'clock, sir.
God, I hope this guy does not. I hope he goes away.
Well, I mean, you don't call a press conference to say you're not doing something, usually.
That's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily.
That has been done many times
I said
before.
Usually.
Yeah, have you, let's hope that's the case.
Hey, Red Top, have you called NPR and given them hell lately?
Oh, they will not let me on, Joey.
Shocking.
Yeah. I mean,
shocking news out of Montgomery.
They got me pegged, boys. But, you know, I got a couple good damn shots in them, I guarantee you.
I don't know why that was so funny, but it really was. They got me pegged, boys.
Yeah. Well, they do. And I guess everybody recognizes my voice. I'll have to include them, so. I'm going to have to learn to disguise my voice because they ain't going to let me on again. It's the same person that answers every time.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not talking about that. Goodbye. So I'll keep trying because they need to have a good, strong version for Monkey Town as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Representing the gun well. Thanks, Richard.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks, man.
Well, we got to hit this break. Be right back. Short break, folks. 1 minute break. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark sitting in for Dan Morris. Dave Bowery alongside me. I've skipped ahead a little bit here, a good bit ahead, in this Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump last night. And I believe this is more of the political part of the conversation. I think they get into how the... that's the quote that Fox News has chosen to put as a headline, Democrats fight a dirtier fight. It's interesting what they get into. He actually takes a shot at Paul Ryan, of all people. Paul's long gone, President Trump, but let's see what he has to say.
It's all things I believed in 30 years of media. So now you're fighting for the border wall, but people say, well, maybe Donald Trump should maybe tweet a little less and not fight so much on the personal level. But yet it takes a fight against China, against Mexico. You were kind of standing alone saying you'd hit them with tariffs if they didn't stop these migrations from happening. So my question to you is, how do you respond to that? That people want you, I guess, to turn off the switch that you fight for the borders and you fight for your agenda, but they don't want you to maybe fight on Twitter.
Well, if I don't have, I don't use the word Twitter, I say social media. If I don't use social media, I have, outside of you and a few other great people, I call them patriots, actually. But you're not really patriots as much as you want ratings. I mean, you're getting great ratings in all fairness, Sean. It's like last night, you got tremendous, I heard the speech
oh,
got
yeah,
fantastic
they were massive.
Ratings. You put it on, that was an easy night. You and Tucker and everybody else having
up.
To, you know, do it, and you
yeah.
did it. And it was a great evening. But no, I think I view it as social media as a way of getting the word out. Look, when you have the lies and the frauds committed by the other networks, many of the other networks, you look at what's going on, it's disgraceful. This way I get the word out. And I'm getting it out strongly. I mean, I have hundreds of millions of people that see this. Plus, as soon as I do a tweet, it gets broadcast even on the places that you would least expect it because they're desperate for news. You know, they're desperate to do anything for news. So it's really a way of getting the truth out because the media's just gone loco. They've lost all control. They don't even call up for fact check. You know, I remember 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I actually used to get great press, if you want to know the truth. But 10 or 15 years before I decided to become a politician and run on a conservative basis, because that's what it is. And that's what we're doing so well at. That's why the country is doing so well now. You know, we're probably doing better right now, our economy. Wages are up, haven't gone up in years and decades. Wages are up. Over 3%. Think of the things that have happened, the jobs, the unemployment, the amount of people working. Companies are pouring back into our country from Japan. They're coming back from, frankly, they're coming back from China because of the fact I put the tariffs on. In order not to pay the tariffs, they're coming back into this country. So many things are happening. But the way I get the word out is through social media, and it's a great thing. I don't know that I would have been successful if I didn't have it. And you know, when I make a speech like last night, there was a fantastic woman right in the front. She had, "Please keep tweeting, Mr. President, it matters." That was her sign. "Please keep tweeting, it matters." And I think it does matter. I don't do it because I enjoy it. I do it because when somebody says an outright lie on MSNBC or CNN, both of whom are really suffering in the ratings, which is very interesting. It's incredible because they've lost credibility. But when they put out lies, I can counteract those lies, and I have many more followers than they do. So it's a great thing.
I do want to contradict the one thing.
Yeah.
I bet you CNN had a spike this morning around 10:40 in Alabama and Georgia. Huge spike in their ratings.
We got to find out about that Roy Moore action. Oh my God! Like, and it hit me. This is my second time listening to this. Is he's really good in this medium where it's just a phone interview instead of TV or press conference?
Because, like I said, they're not picking apart all of his quirks. You know, I mean, he's kind of we all subconsciously, like, you probably don't even know it, but we're all kind of, you know, like, we fidget.
Oh yeah.
I notice it's really funny. I notice it every time, and when I did all that TV a couple years ago during the Moore Jones thing, I definitely got better, and I think I've gotten better on the radio too doing it because you stop saying, you know, I say like all the time.
Sure.
Like somebody said, it's a drinking game when Dave says like drink and you won't make it through the show.
I went through a whole phase where I kept saying and whatnot.
Yeah. And so he does things with his hands or the coughing thing or whatever. And yeah. And he's really good. Well, and I mean, look, and it's not like Hannity's necessarily hardballing him.
No.
Nor should he. It was hilarious. I actually did used to get good press before I was a politician.
Right.
He's not wrong.
And he's just being
frank. He got great press. That's why he became the president.
And it's a weird critique. It's like, I like the guy, but I wish he wouldn't tweet so much. I'm like, well, that's how he's driving the news cycle. I mean, that's a very effective way of driving the news cycle. But Rodney, hold your position. We got to hit this top of the hour break. I know you need plenty of runway, Rodney. I know that about you. I've gotten to know you over the years, man. Hold on. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Some people are made of plastic.